teacher told us that as a preacher, we need to be like this. As a preacher, we are one hand holding the Bible, one hand holding the newspaper. The point is that our preaching message should not be away from our people's daily life. In the meantime, as a preacher, we need to understand the trend of the world we are living in, what kind of problem we have currently. Which direction is the whole world is going toward? This morning, let us all together think about a topic, different ideology. Let's look at a PowerPoint. We all know that the Bible stories are starting from the creation, deprivation, salvation, then the coming of the new kingdom. Those are the four topics in the Bible stories. As a matter of fact, for the major issues of human beings, we all can find answers from this book, the Bible book, because Bible reveals us a lot of important truths. In the meantime, these truths work in our minds and thoughts. Therefore, we have a view of a life, view of the world, view of the universe based on the Bible. This is very important. So these three views help us have a brand new vision and really influence our work, our daily life, and many perspectives. Who are we? Mankind, including men and women. It is we human beings are the masterpiece of all God's creation. We are the masterpiece of all God's creation. Because we reflect the beautiful image of a God. The purpose why God created mankind is to let us discover the eternal joy and content in God. But because of the sin, we were and we are apart from this holy God. It turned out to be the world we're living in right now. This world we're living in right now cannot tell the difference between man and a woman, cannot tell the right and the wrong. The right and wrong are being totally flipped. Therefore, some high government officials right now, they said, today, now, if you think you're a woman, then you can go to the ladies' room. Then tomorrow, if you think you're a man, then you go to the gentleman's room. Then the day after tomorrow, if you think you're a puppy, that means you can eat all the puppies' packaged food as long as you want to. We know that this kind of ideology is being spread out. It's really dangerous. Some people even strongly propose that at home, do not call your mother, mother, do not call your father, father, do not call your brother, brother, do not call your sister, sisters, and change different titles, different ways to call them. We are asking a question. What do they try to do right now? They try to destroy the order God originally established and his own beautiful mankind relationship. They tried to destroy this great order. That's their purpose. So those minority people, they can rule over other people's thought. So they can forever rule and have the power. That's a very dangerous fact. No matter you agree with me or not, what I just talked about, it is the truth right now. It's the fact. From the spiritual point of view, among all the high-level government officials, a lot of those people are severely influenced by the Satan evil. Therefore, they have a thought like that. Whatever we say, it's from our thought. No wonder the Bible of Proverbs told us we need to treasure our heart. What they want, all our minds and thoughts should be all from the book of the Bible. That's the big difference between us and this world. So what do we see? We can see now they have a greedy mind for the power. They just want to control the power. They want to have the authority. They want to control the treasure. They want to have everything. Well, I see a lot of things happening in this society. That remind me that the Old Testament book of Kings, if you're familiar with the book of Kings, we could see a lot of kings in the book of Kings. They were evils. Now it's just so similar to the people, the high officials we have right now. Time are different. But the ugly and the brutal nature of a human beings are the same. Times are different, but the ugly and the brutal nature of human beings are the Bible. So we need to understand, as long as you are a Christian, you do need to know this is a war of a thought, this is a war of a psychology. From the time of the Garden of Eden to the present time, our enemy, the Satan, is so cunning. It's so cunning because he truly knows the weak nature of the human beings. Therefore, this war of thought, war of psychology, is becoming more and more severe, more and more obvious, all the way until today. Recently, I saw news, people try to rob those expensive stores in the downtown New York. So some store owner just say, hey, please don't destroy the outside of the store. Anything you want, you just come in to get it. Because if you destroyed the outside of the store, I still need to repair. So whatever you want, just come in, go get it. So poor store owners. So I don't know if they know they should report to the police, but they may think, even though I report to the police, it doesn't help. So a lot of stores cannot take this robs after robs, one time after another time. They're human beings. They need to eat. They need to feed their family, right? So if you ask me, Pastor, what should I do in this world? Well, compared with other states, our state is kind of a better. look at the God's word, the Roman Bible word, do not be conformed to this world, but continuously be transformed by the renewing of your mind so that you may be able to determine what God's will is, what is a proper, pleasing, and perfect. Do not be assimilated by the world. Do not go with the trend of the world and fall into it. Most of the ideologies of the world are against God, such as the secular ideology, postmodern ideology, utopia ideology, such as, you know, things like that. If we do not pay close attention to those, it is very easy for us to be lost among those ideologies. Therefore, today's Christian can be no longer live in your own ivory tower. As a Christian soldier, we not only need to understand this current world trend, we also need to know how to fight against and win this war, have the victory by trusting God. When God promised that God will give the beautiful Canaan, the promised land, to Israelites, they need to fight to come to this promised land. So we need to fight against and win the war, have the victory by trusting God. That's the important perspective of today's message. We are Christian soldiers in this chaotic period. We, as a Christian soldier, we need to totally trust in God, fight against the world. We need to understand this world trend. We also need to, upon God's holy word, to live a Christian life. It is like many, many people are laying on the beach, enjoy the beautiful sand bath, very relaxing. They did not even realize the hurricane not far away, it's coming. People did not even realize the hurricane nearby is coming. The danger is coming. Then we need to be like the people in the Old Testament. We should be like the lifeguard on the beach, position ourselves tall, high, and see through from the telescope, and we can see the gigantic waves are coming. We need to shout it out, warn everyone to get out from there to save themselves. So shout it out, save the people. Those people laying on the beach did not even realize the danger is coming. Therefore, as a Christian soldier, number one, we need to have a very important spiritual insight. It's very important. Secondly, we need to have a super good judgment so we can win this tough war. Because we truly believe God's truth is always better than human beings' way. Let's look at PowerPoint. Because we truly believe God God's truth is always better than a human being's way. Bible is all about God's truth, Jesus Christ's truth. Jesus is the way, the word, and the truth. Only by Jesus we can go up to God. Actually, a quick question. Do you know Satan, our enemy, actually is very hardworking? Today I give Satan some credit. A lot of times Satan is even hardworking than us. Before, he was like that. Now, he is even more. In this end time, he tried all his way to confuse people, to cheat people, to work in people's heart, to confuse people, to cheat people. In Jesus' time, some Pharisees, tried to give trouble to Jesus. Please look at the book of John, chapter 43 to 47. Oh, please look at the book of John, chapter 8, verse 43. Why don't you understand what I have said? It's because you can't listen to my words. Why don't you understand what I have said? It's because you can't listen to my words. You belong to your father, the devil, and you want to carry out the desires of your father. He was a murderer from the beginning and has never stood for truth. Since there is no truth in him, whenever he tells a lie, he speaks in character. Can any of you prove me guilty of sin? If I'm telling the truth, why don't you believe me? The one who belongs to God, listen to the words of God. The reason you don't listen is because you don't belong to God. Those words at that time Jesus said to Pharisees were very serious. Point out right away, those Pharisees were from the evil Satan. Because from the very beginning, they were lying. They were attacking Jesus. They were liars from the very beginning. Those Pharisees were liars from the beginning. Well, I believe that we all notice nowadays people are so used to lie to the extent they do not even realize they are lying. The end result of those people should be really, really sad. Then we find out there are totally four kinds of people in this world. Let's look at a PowerPoint. Let us look at this chart. Some people are like those Pharisees. They pretend to be kind because what they said is totally different what they do. The other kind of people are only caring about themselves. As long as it doesn't intrude to their own life, it doesn't intrude their own family, whatever happens to the world, it doesn't matter to them. Well, at most, there are watchers on the sideline. And they're very logic, and they know what to do and what not to do. Just like sometimes we watch those American sports games. You know, those audience, they can be excited connecting with the sports. Well, but, you know, those people are connected to the game, but some people are like very calm. They keep a distance. It doesn't matter what happened around them. As long as it doesn't intrude their own life, it doesn't intrude their own family, it doesn't matter for them. They're just watchers on the sideline. The third kind of people are very easily to be influenced by the world. They're really into chasing the world trend. Well, they want the fortune in the world. They just chasing those material world stuff. Only the fourth kind of people have clear mind. The brown collar, those people, they have a clear mind. They can see the future clearly. They trust in God's word. They know how to trust in God to pursue the higher level. So may I ask you a question? What kind of people do you want to be? So of course, we don't want to be a confused Christian. Look at Romans chapter 12, verse 2. So make sure, do not be conformed to this world, but continuously to be transformed by the renewing of your mind so that you may be able to determine what God's will is. So we need to be honest, upright, and kind. What is God's will? Honest, upright, kind. We need to be honest. We need to be upright. We need to be kind, right? And a lot of people might ask, how do we read the books if those books are not Christian point of view? So now we need to read the news, but we cannot be 100% trusting news either. So, should we read those books or not read those books? Before we even read it, ask yourself first that if you have a solid Bible foundation, if you already have a really solid Bible foundation, if you have already had a very solid Bible foundation, then you can read any kind of book. Not all the world morality or world views are bad. For example, the traditional Chinese Confucianism emphasized that people need to respect and honor their parents. This is consistent with the Bible Ten Commandments that we need to respect and honor our parents. You know, now you look at the world, a lot of the children, when they go back home, they complain. complained to their parents and said, hey, why you're so poor? So those are serious problems of the world. Even though the parents work so hard to raise them, they never have a heart of appreciation. And also, our traditional Chinese culture always talk about taking care of the young people just like they are your own children, taking care of the elderly just like they are our own parents. It's the same concept like the Bible teaches us to love our neighbors. We need to respect and honor our parents. Even more, the Muslim religion absolutely restrict men marries men, restrict women marries women. It is the same as what our Bible teaches us. So let's look at the next PowerPoint. So among the worldviews, some of them are good. It is the same as the Bible teaching. So this chart can help us to have a complete understanding. Now let's look at the book of Acts, chapter 7, verse 22. I read it for you. So Moses learned all the wisdom of the Egyptians and became a great man, both in word and in deed. We saw that Moses became a great man, both in words and in deeds, because he learned all the wisdom from the Egyptians while he was very young. That means that Moses' reading and writing abilities, plus Moses' thoughts and views about the world, were developed within a culture of worshiping idols. We can even say that kind of a training set a foundation for Moses' education. Because Moses was raised and grew up in the palace of Egypt, so he grew up in this culture of worshiping idols, but God even can make a person like that become God's faithful servant. Even though he were raised and grew up in the culture of worshiping idols, but God can change him, can change Moses, just because he knew the one and only true God. So, even though he had that many years of education in the worshiping God, that kind of culture, but his worldview, life view totally changed because he knew this one and truly one God. Praise our Lord. Praise our God. Many examples are like that. Even though there is a profound teacher in the Buddhism religion, if one day this profound teacher who believes in Buddha, if he believes in our Lord Jesus one day, our Lord Jesus also can make him help other people. who struggled within the religion of Buddhism because he had similar background and experiences. Furthermore, as God's children, we need to have correct understanding about the Bible's teaching. We need to have correct understanding about Bible's teaching. We all know that the Amish people who are faithful Christians, yeah, that's right. They are faithful Christians. They have a their faithful attitude. Those are good. There are about 35,000 people who are Amish in the United States. They most live in the state of Ohio and Pennsylvania. But the issue is, we don't know who was that person who promoted this holy so-called new concept. He promoted that so-called holy new concept. Therefore, he encouraged his people, oh, go back to the original old way, back to the agriculture time. Reject the civilization development. Do not drive a car, do not use cell phone, do not watch TV. Go back to the original old agriculture way to live. And they formed their own communities, raising chickens, farming, separate from the world. Many even married to their own relatives. You know, the children who were born within the close relative marriage, usually they are not normal. What do we see? We can see that kind of ideologies greatly influenced many people's lives, even their children, their grandchildren. So it really influenced many, many innocent people. Then we are asking a question. Is that Jesus' will? Is it truly Bible's teaching? It is truly related to how you explain Bible's teaching. Jesus never asked us to go back to the deep, deep forest, do not care about the world. Jesus never taught us to do that. Jesus never said you need to all the way back to the old, original agriculture time to live. Jesus never did that. Never. Jesus told us to go into the people. Go to the crowd. Because Jesus also set up a great example. Because Jesus went to all the cities and the towns in the Galilees, and he saw the people who were blind and lame, and gave them a lot of sympathy. Jesus loved people so much. He went to the people crowd because Jesus cared about people. And Jesus even sent his disciples and two people as a team, go to the crowd. Go to many, many people. Tell people the great news, the gospel. So the great mission Jesus announced to us is to ask us to go to the people. to those empty land. Go to the crowd. Go to different tribes to influence the people around you. Is that right? Therefore, we need to correctly receive Bible's teaching. Need to have correctly received Bible's teaching. Well, now we are under pandemic. You know, now no matter under pandemic, no matter adults or children, we all like to listen to stories. Especially during the pandemic time, a lot of people like to watch movies at home, watch those soap operas, and some people enjoy watching the comedies or funny talk shows because those programs can really relax ourselves, Because, you know, I also like to watch those programs. I used to study art. Well, any work, any, you know, art, and always carrying a message. Any story actually has a message in it. We know the atheist novelist, his name is Albert Camus. Once he said that the writer who wrote a novel use the small things in our daily life to express a living life view. He said those writers really use those small things in our daily life to express a life view. So the novels, the language, are communicating a kind of a world view. Albert Camus wrote a novel called The Stranger. It's a very famous novel. Expressed the feeling of depression toward the world. So if you read many of his novels, he was very passive. This kind of work, this kind of a book is expressing a end-time world noise and struggle. This exactly helps us understand the hope of Christianity through all kinds of works and the media to express it. A lot of people do agree in our daily life. You know, for example, your cap or hat you are wearing, there are printed language or design, or t-shirt you wear has a language and the design on it. Those are also communicating a view, a message. Now you understand, now the mass media, they really, you know, can promote a kind of an ideology. So the Christian poet T.S. Eliot once said that as long as you realize that we are different than them, then we will not be influenced by them. We even can benefit from their works. That's a very interesting statement. The view of Eliot helps us understand that we should pursue what we should give up and know how to benefit from the current situation. people may ask, there's so many books, so how do we choose? As a matter of fact, our life is limited. First, we need to learn that there are two kinds of books we should not read. What two kinds? First kind, that kind of book, they're the books full of evils, but being wrapped by the pretty covers. I remember that more than 20 years ago, I was living in Alabama. My wife went to the public library and borrowed several children's books. There was one book. The name of the book is called Two Are Good. From the beginning of the book, the writer was very smart. The writer said, see, two eyes are good, two ears are good, and the two hands are good. Then after that, starting to say, hey, two fathers are good, two mothers are good. Is that right? That was 20 years ago. That is that kind of a book, even 20 years ago. Those books were strategic. They were planning. In the public libraries in the United States, they already promote this kind of ideology. Those books are not given to our adults, given to children. If the adults are busy, go to work, they don't know what kind of books children are reading. That's very dangerous. So those kind of books, they are evil books, but they are covered, wrapped by the pretty covers. So those kind of books, do not spend time to read it. And there was a song. When my children were little, we sent them to school. The song is called If I'm Young, I Should Die. So that song was sad, but it was pretty. Well, it was a good song. So the message sent to the listener's heart, that's dangerous. The songwriter encouraged young people to commit suicide. He made the song sound so pretty, so cool. It is the current world we're living in. It happened many years ago. It's not just happening today. Well, we didn't even realize. Well, now if you look at online, some people even promote this message. If you don't have a good gene, do not even have a children. Just a very dangerous ideology, dangerous message. Who can judge? Who has the power and authority to judge who has a good gene, who don't have a good gene? Which tribe, which nation should survive? Which nation, which tribe should die down? Who can promote message like that? That's not happening right now. It happened years ago. They're planning. They promote those kind of message. Some people truly believe in those message. They're sad. They said, oh, how other people make a big fortune, live in a big mansion. Look at me. I don't live a life. So they regret they have their children. So those messages went to their mind. Yes. If the Christian church If the Christian church don't even shout it out, who will point it out? Brothers and sisters, the second kind of book we need to try to avoid, to teach you quickly make a big fortune or quickly become successful super fast, then you can become a millionaire super fast. Those books truly teach you those concepts. You don't need to read books like that. Make a fortune is not a bad thing. But if you want to make a fortune, do it in the right way. Honestly, need to be upright. According to God's lead, you make a fortune, no problem. And also your motive is to make money to glorify God, to spread out God's gospel, to plant more God's church. Those fortunes are not evil, but don't try to do nothing and become super rich, super fast. Those kind of books, be away from it. So positively, what kind of books you need to read? A lot of books, no matter from Western culture or Oriental culture, there are a lot of good books. All sorts of fields. Go with your own interest. Like Arthur Miller's The Death of the Salesman. Or Shakespeare's Hamlet, The King Lear. Yeah, children, they're in high school, college. Encourage them to read it instead of just playing games. Helping the young children, helping youngsters develop their right mentality. Well, we know Martin Luther loved to read Aesop's Fable. Aesop's Fable is originally from the Greek moral stories. Martin Luther, he even translated 14 Aesop's Fable to German. So, let a lot of German people, his own German people, enjoy the interesting and wonderful wisdom. Because Martin Luther thought the Aesop's Fable moral revelation is very suitable for children. So we can tell that some non-Christian books still can really can help people grow, can enrich our insight. We can say language and art are the great gifts blessed by God, given to the human being. God is the ultimate resource for all the greatest thing and the great art. Then all the essence of the language and art are the reason to allow Christians to appreciate the non-Christian work. We can freely appreciate the essence of the non-Christian work, but not necessarily agree with the writer's worldview. We we can be open-minded. Because we have a solid Christian foundation, we don't need to make our mind at the very beginning. We need to finish the work, finish reading the book. Because we know how to tell the difference. It's also helping us to spread out the gospel. So we truly thank God because life is so beautiful. We thank God because God bless us to have an active mind, logic thought, also by our heart and soul to enjoy all kinds of the beautiful things. Today's topic is different kinds of ideologies. There are four important perspectives. So the conclusion is we need to believe in the life view, the world view, based on the Christian faith. Number two, we can see through the world's corrupted moral views. Number three, we need to understand that we could appreciate the essence of the different cultures. Number four, we need to learn that through different concepts, we can plant the seeds of a gospel. Let us pray together. Our dear Heavenly Father, thank you.